Welcome back to Goose Talks. In the next 10 minutes, you will have a bonus episode that we recorded with Rita about e-health sector and the focus areas of Norway.
Why about the e-health sector? Because right now I know that sector, starting to know that sector quite well. This is my focus area for this and in coming years. And they have one very interesting conference in November where this is important, where the most of decision makers, Norwegian decision makers, are present. So my suggestion, look at this conference that call it EHIN online and try to understand this something for your note, because it's not cheap one conference. Estonia decided to be focus area for this year. So we started already last year to send some good speakers. This year, now 11th of April, we'll send a new speaker for the data days. So it's really worth to invest in that. Why? Because you know that Norway is one of the most aging demographies in Europe, and they really have the big demand for the technologies that helping to really to how to say to age gracefully for most of people and to use less time and money on the nursing home, more on the remote help for the aging population. Like the most of the crisis Norway do, they put a lot of money to build the new hospitals. The new hospitals means a lot of new tenders, including technologies, including welfare technologies. Together with Estonians, we already participate in these tenders and winning, and I'm really, really proud of them. So the smart sector is one of the main focuses, as I mentioned already. For example, the roadmap. Last August, Norwegian government released the roadmap that present many focus areas, including, this is important, testing and piloting, clinical trials, the clusters, the health technology, personalized medicine, access to the and use to the data, production of pharmaceuticals, research, education, public procurement and export. So if you have something in that part, it's really important also to read more and to understand where you can fit in that. Also, I mentioned it already, hospital constructions. For example, they will estimate about 10 billion euro for the new hospitals. And they're already doing that, right? They will invest much more money for the new technologies, digitalization of workflow, and also the robotics, logistics systems in and out the hospital. Here we come into smart building technologies, including the smart cities, and waste management system. This is very important. They even do this waste management system adapting to the old hospitals as well. So, because Norway has one of the highest medical device spending per capita rates, with the really heavily relies on import. So if you have any good equipment, any good technologies, please come to us and tell us about it. And also, this market will expect it to grow in the coming year by at least a billion extra in euro. Pharmaceutical market grows every year. What actually doing now, they're putting a lot of billions again for the new health care reform. They have already an electronic patient journal, e-prescription, and portal for us citizens to read about our health, what happened there. But now they're putting a lot of focus on the telemedicine, especially for the remote areas, that is really an issue here. Also, for the future, good medicine care, so could share between the hospital, doctors, practitioners, this journal in the very quick way. Right now, it doesn't work very well. So one of the companies you mentioned at Helmes are actually part of the system and try to build it better. And I'm really proud of happy of that. And also, if, for example, your company has any solution for the clinical information system or the home care or the personalized health system for the remote patient monitoring, all this actually is already here, but not in the best way. So yeah, please take it in the mind. So if we can tell it very shortly now, the focus areas that are kind of always focused in Norway, and it will be, it's offshore wind. We need to understand that it's actually the one of the biggest offshore wind countries, and the flow wind as well in Europe. And they actually, next 20 years, the plan is to go from having two offshore wind turbines in operation into having 1,500. You can imagine it's in 20 years from two to 1,500. This is possibility. Norway has no chance to build it alone, let's say in that way. And this expect also to reduce CO2 by 200,000 metric tons annually by opening soon. So yes, this is offshore, also offshore oil and gas. For those who are interested in that topic, I will suggest to visit trade fair in August in Norway, in Stavanger, and it's a capital of the offshore and offshore business. It's called ONS24. Please, if you are there, please visit me on the Estonian stand. We have a national stand. I will be more than happy to tell you much more about this, particularly about the Estonian companies at the stand as well. So leading subsectors for that, for example, shipping maritime. Believe me, this is one of the biggest countries of the shipping in Norway. Next year, June, again, Estonian national stand in the Nord Shipping. First time after many years, so please come and visit us there. The shipping, everything for shipping, about the shipping, past shipping, technologies, people, everything is very important. Offshore and offshore, especially offshore. Why? Because in the situation today, as we talked about Ukrainian-Russian war before, the Norway became the biggest resource the biggest gas and oil exported in Europe and the fourth biggest in globally. So they had a plan to tell very, very simple, to close the most of the platforms and to start to do the green energy or a renewable energy plan. When it happened, they stopped the closing, they opening the older ones, but they still keeping the green renewable energy plan intact. So that means it's boosting as never before. So look at this sector, especially if you can come with the new sustainable technologies. We love you already. Then also the green technologies I mentioned before, shipping maritime, fish farming, and aqua farming. After the oil, that is main export of Norway, fish, obviously salmon, is the second biggest export. So I think if you can come to Norway to the second biggest export part with something new, something interesting. Don't sell us what we have. We have it already. Sell something new. Aqua farming is not only the salmon. It's not only offshore. It's already onshore as well. So, for example, I can mention one very interesting example. Last year in September, they opening the Salmon Eye, that is the museum, already museum for fish farming, aqua farming in Norway. So how old traditional? And guess who produced that? Of course, Estonia. Everything was produced in Estonia. I was so proud, you can't believe me. So yes, there is a lot of possibilities, not only for Estonia. I mean, for all the countries that have technologies, the workforce and the quality. Norwegian always buying the quality. That's important to also to mention.